This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. Born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, right here in the USA, where the stars and stripes and the eagle fly. If you were a it's a big old land with countless dreams.
Watching our live stream of the show today, you just saw a clip of Tyler Hawes leaving the hospital. Left Sanford yesterday to a incredible sight, really. Sea of humanity.
It was Dotis, not Haas.
Sorry, it was Andrew Dotis.
Yep.
You're right. Tyler Haas is still hospitalized, so we got to remember that. But yes, Andrew Dotis leaving the hospital yesterday, and what a sight it was. It was so neat. And it was, so he came down the elevator, and you got to do the wheelchair thing. But once he got to the main floor, he got out of the wheelchair and then walked, and there was just a huge crowds on each side of them, which was pretty amazing. So keep both officers, Hawes and Dotis, in your prayers for sure. These guys are going through.
There he is coming out of the elevator.
Yeah, just.
And hello, and. What a turnout. All the way till he leaves the building.
And it went outside.
Yes, and outside. Yeah.
Wow. Exactly right. Pretty incredible.
Beautiful wife and baby with him. That's amazing.
It is.
And a boy.
So we have one left in the hospital. Pray for him. I have not heard an update on the pedestrian. Not the pedestrian, but the other motorist.
I have not either.
On how she's doing. But I know she's out of the hospital. She's left Sanford Hospital, but as far as how the injuries are coming. But all of them in our thoughts and prayers for sure. We announced last hour one of the country's great thinkers, Dr. Larry Arn, is coming to Fargo for Capstone Classical Academy. You can go to capstoneclassical.com, capstoneclassical.com, for tickets for Dr. Larry Arn. It'll be Wednesday, August 30th. There's a little reception at 5, and then the dinner and program get underway at 6 at the Delta Hotel by Marriott. So go to capstoneclassical.com for all the details on that. We'll be telling you more about that as we get closer to the date. But that's prompted a conversation of, you know, Dr. Arn certainly is going to fill a bucket of people that care about the Constitution, care about the future of education in America. What else fills your bucket? And who else would you like to see come to Fargo? Great suggestions that are pouring in, and we'll keep those going as we go throughout the program today. So keep them coming. Next up on the program, we get a chance to catch up with Rich Collegard. Rich is the publisher of Forbes magazine, one of the early individuals in the media world that raised the idea of a Governor Doug Burgum candidacy for President of the United States. And now, of course, we're well into that and following it closely. Rich, welcome back. How are you?
Scott, it's great to hear your voice again.
Likewise, my friend. Great to hear your voice. How do you think Doug's doing so far? Give us an update.
I think he's tracking. I think he's where he wants to be. Would he like to be polling at 10% nationally? Sure. But our mutual friend Greg Tavine said when Doug announced, he said, you know, the idea here is not to win the election in June 2023. You know, you have to win it when the game matters, and that is in the primaries early 2024 and then, God willing, in November 2024. So, you know, Doug made the first threshold of the first debate. Now he's got to do well there, and he's got to make the second threshold. And but donor-wise, he has, but he has to pull 3% or better nationally. And look, I would never bet against Doug. So this is like a small college team getting into the NCAA basketball tournament, you know, the kind of team you always root for, and he's progressing.
When we last talked, there was, of course, the announcement, and then there was the big palace intrigue of, well, yeah, you can announce for president, but if you're not on the debate stage, that first debate, boy, how do you continue to compete? That's no small feat. And now, I mean, now we say, okay, he's made the debate and forget about it, but that took a Herculean effort too, didn't it?
Yeah. You know, and he did it in an unorthodox way, and he's had criticism. The funny thing, a lot of people have copied, you know, but when you're from a small state and you don't have national name recognition, you use the tools that you have. And that's what any good entrepreneur does, and Doug is an entrepreneur. So I think he's going to do very well. The amazing thing is every time he's on national TV or any time he meets with donors, you get the feedback that, wow, this guy really knows what he's doing. I mean, look at Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire. He's all but endorsed Doug. That's quite a, you know, I hope he gets to that point where he does formally endorse Doug. That would be a huge deal.
Certainly a huge deal in New Hampshire, no question about it. And to your point on the creativity of getting on the debate stage, you're right. Now it's being copied, so it's obviously going to be a tool people will use in the future. But what a great entrepreneurial move that, you know, we heard at first people say, oh, that they're buying votes, just getting getting creative. You give me a dollar, I'll give you a $20 gift card. I mean, it was, I thought, innovative.
Yeah, you do what you have to do, and you bring your own unique strengths to any kind of a challenge. And Doug, due to the fact he worked his butt off to create grow Great Plains, and due to the fact that he's been a great investor in other companies and in downtown Fargo, he's deservedly made a lot of money, and he's applying his own money to his political quest. So I think that's great. Others bring other advantages. So you bring the advantages that you have, and you apply them, and that's what he's done.
You've written about his personal wealth, that being the most of any candidate for president. Is that right? No, because Trump would have more. But tell me again what the benchmark you had on Doug's wealth and how that matched up with the other candidates.
Well, Doug would give a different story, but he obviously made a fair amount of money when he sold Great Plains to Microsoft. He had 10% of Great Plains at the time, sold for $1.1 billion. So that's $110 million. But then you think, then you're getting into the realm of speculation. And how long did he hold his Microsoft stock? And because Microsoft stock was sort of at a low during that period, or reached a low a year later in 2002. It's, you know, worth a lot more now. So you have to guess on that. Then you have to guess on he's had at least three software investments that have had exits into the public markets or have been acquired by a publicly traded company. He's done very well as a real estate investor. He's done very well with Arthur Ventures, which reached its latest fund is a $500 million fund, and he's not active. You know, James Burgum leads that. But you add it all up, and I guess my speculation is he's bouncing somewhere near $1 billion, so that would make him worth more than any other person, with a possible exception of Donald Trump. But it's hard to know about Trump. I mean, I think that Forbes, my publication, has Trump at about $2 billion. Trump will say more. Other people say less. But in terms of self-created wealth, certainly Doug and Vivek Ramaswamy would be the two that have done the most as entrepreneurs.
He's done the work necessary in New Hampshire and Iowa to get on the meter, and that's, as you say, what got him on the debate stage. What does he need to do nationally to make a difference and get in the hunt?
Well, that's the question. I mean, I think he's just got to be himself and keep plucking away and showing people who he is. I think he's the smartest guy in the field. And I know he's been urged by some Republicans to get more involved in the culture wars. Let me give you the briefest explanation I can as to why he shouldn't. Number one, it's not true to who he is. And people will sense that he's being phony if he tries to do that. This is currently hurting Ron DeSantis. It is not playing because people don't see it as authentic to DeSantis, though they may want him to do that. Number two, this is the really crucial point. Doug is the candidate in the field that by far knows the most about the economy and knows most about the intersection of the Adams economy, the economy of physical things like farming and manufacturing, trucking and all of that kind of stuff, energy, and the bits economy, the economy of software and so on. And the tragedy that's happened in America is that even though the bits economy has boomed over the last 50 years, the Adams economy, the physical economy, has been starved. It's been starved for investment dollars because of excessive regulation, because of rising energy costs. My thesis is, and I know it's Doug's, is if you, the best way to get rid of the culture war is to elevate the prospects of the people who feel like they've been left out. A lot of that is Trump's base, and a lot of it is more than people are willing to acknowledge is economic. And I think Doug understands that more than anybody else.
Yeah, great point. I think, I even hate the term culture wars. It just is, it's invented by the media so they can try and play gotcha, you know. It's real life, but you're great about your point about raising all boats, raising all tides, lifting all boats is a good one. More coming up. Stay tuned, Rich.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
On MyPillow's 20-year anniversary, with over 80 million MyPillows sold, Mike Lindell and the MyPillow employees want to thank each and every one of you by giving you the lowest price in history on their MyPillows. Queen-size MyPillows, regular price $69.98, now only $19.98, and just $10 more for king-size. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs to help you get the best sleep ever. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio square to get Mike's amazing offer on queen-size MyPillows for $19.98, or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott. In addition to this special anniversary offer on MyPillows, you'll also receive deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like bed sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, mattresses, my slippers, and more. Take advantage of the biggest sale in MyPillow's history. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. Promo code Scott to take advantage of Mike's special offer on MyPillows. That's MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott or call 800-506-9028.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Somebody's going to start counting here any second. There it is. Countdown to a great lunch. That's what I'm talking about. What's on your mind? Inviting you to to head on over to PetroServe USA for some home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. And there are many locations where you can find a great meal at PetroServe USA. Valley City is one. If you're traveling exit 292, do what I do. Plan a stop in Valley City at PetroServe USA. It's worth it. And you know what I do, Kev? Even though the specials are always fantastic,
okay.
I sometimes call ahead and say, could you slap some of that Valley Meats ground beef on the grill and just fry me up a hamburger?
You know, boom.
You know how good they are?
Done.
Yeah.
Nice.
Exactly right.
Those flat top burgers like the Smash Burger.
Right.
Oh, so good. So
we talk about the grab-and-go convenience specials, and there are many. At PetroServe USA, like today, beefy macaroni hot dish in Fargo on 45th Street, chicken pot pie or country fried steak, West Fargo, lasagna and garlic bread, 12th Avenue and I-29, Salisbury steak in Glendon, beefy noodles in Harwood, mac and cheese or sloppy joes, your choice, NP Avenue, the downtown Fargo location, or Valley City has meatloaf or scalloped potatoes and ham or made-to-order burger waiting for you. I mean, the butter on the bun and toasted and the whole, it's just unbelievable. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. All right, back with our guest, Rich Colgard, the publisher of Forbes magazine. We're talking about an update on the presidential campaign of North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. By the way, his appearances, you mentioned, you know, getting asked about culture wars and whatnot, but you know, I'm impressed. He has really upped his game on the media presence and really takes whatever comes, does a pretty good job. I mean, you see some growth there, Rich?
Oh, yeah, I do. I mean, I think it's really interesting that in the first debate in Milwaukee at the end of August, that one of the moderators would be Brett Baer. And so if you want to see how Doug is doing with the national media, and he's really good at pulling back questions into his wheelhouse, that is Doug's wheelhouse, where he can talk about energy, the economy, and national defense, the three things that he wants to talk about. And Brett Baer actually tipped his hat to Doug for doing that. I think he said something on the order of nice deflection, you know, and you know, with a wink in his eye. Like, good job, Doug. This is what a focused presidential candidate does. So he's, yeah, there's been a lot of growth there.
Yeah, really. And, of course, that's extremely important, isn't it? I mean, it's part of the game.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the media is going to do anything that they can to get these people off base and to get them to answer the media questions. And you and I know, I think that anybody of any sophistication, particularly on our side of the ideological fence, knows that the mainstream media, the last thing they want is for Donald Trump to be president, but what they want is to keep Trump alive, but a very, very damaged Trump, because they figure that's their best shot at winning the election in 2024, the Biden machine or whether it's Gavin Newsom or anybody else. And so they want to keep Trump alive but damaged. And the way to keep Trump alive is to really try to quash all the other non-Trump candidates. So this isn't that the media is pro-Trump. It's that they want a very damaged Trump going into November 2024. So Doug, I think, is really aware of that. He's very, very aware of that, and it's not going to fall into that trap.
How much money is it going to cost to run this to its natural conclusion, whatever that might be? I mean, what do you think he's going to need to spend/raise?
Yeah, it reminds me of a joke that goes around people who own boats or lake houses or airplanes or stuff like that. How much money does it take? And the answer is all of it. So it's going to, you know, it's going to take a lot. Here's another thing. You know, people are going to give Doug grief because he's going to get donors who aren't pure ideological conservative donors. Well, look, you need donors. You need to go to play. You know, you need to go to blue states like California because Silicon Valley and Hollywood and places like that have a lot of money. Doug shouldn't be criticized for that. There are conservatives in places like that, and Doug knows who they are, and Doug is friends with a lot of them. And so, you know, I look for criticism from that quarter, but, you know, that is to be ignored. The farther he goes, the more money he's going to need, period.
You know, I was just thinking during the break, because your thesis on the economy is got my wheels turning, but there really couldn't be a better time. Going back to the famous, James Carville, Bill Clinton, it's the economy, stupid. I mean, the Biden economy gives a ton of avenues to follow, to run. I mean, purely on the economy, I can't think of a better time to run for president.
Yeah, and I think the thing that still impresses me about Doug is that he knows the energy economy, he knows the agricultural economy, he knows these big physical heavy industries, and they have been, to use a French term, screwed over the last several decades because of excessive regulation. So it's not surprising that loose investment dollars and stock market dollars go toward, low footprint digital companies, and consequently companies like Microsoft and Apple and Amazon and Google and all the rest have these stratospheric valuations. Well, that's great if you're a stockholder in those companies, but if you're a working person in the physical industries, if you're a trucker, a manufacturer, you're in the oil and gas business, it's been tougher. And so that is the part of the economy that really needs. It doesn't need a handout. It needs to be unshackled. And this is the point of, Democrats just are in love with regulation. And this administration in particular, Biden really pulled off a trick here. And maybe unwittingly, and maybe it's just because he's old and he's not entirely in charge of his own faculties, it would appear. But he ran as a centrist. And it's the hardcore left-wing pro-regulation, let's regulate anything that we can see and smell and touch into, out of existence. And that's what's going on with this economy. Whether Biden tacitly did that or if it just ended up being that way because he's not really in charge of his own administration. And that's what Doug sees. And that is where people, particularly in the red states in the Midwest, are being hurt.
30 seconds left, and this is a big question for 30 seconds. What's the path to victory, the nomination for Governor Burgum?
Well, I'll be frank here, and some people won't like me, but it probably means Trump getting out of the race, and it probably means, DeSantis continuing on his descent. It really means Doug being isolated against, getting him into the semifinals of the tournament, if you look at that, and watching him go against Tim Scott, Nikki Haley, DeSantis, and Ramaswamy. I think, those three probably needs, some major endorsements like Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, and some other big ones like that. I think they're out there, and we're getting close to them.
And Sununu is a big one because of New Hampshire. Obviously, it's not that big a deal nationally, but I mean, in New Hampshire, that's a huge endorsement. And if you're vying in the early state primaries, you want the big political names to back you because you get their machine with them. So it makes sense. Hey, great catching up with you, Rich. Appreciate the update. You take care.
Thank you so much, Scott. Always happy to be back in Fargo, even if virtually.
Yeah, exactly right. Thanks. Job Creators Network when we come back. Don't go away.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
News update. Former President Donald Trump and his legal team have until the end of today to respond to Special Counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. A Republican congressman threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security. Chip Roy of Texas says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also said he does not want to give the agencies a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. murder. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the death of George Floyd will be sentenced today. Tu Tao scheduled to be in court today to learn his punishment after being convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees planning to walk off the job tomorrow because they say the city is refusing to bargain with them in good faith. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
With a little Toto.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're
exactly. One of the greats.
Happy to help.
Do they do the casino circuit anymore, or are they kind of done?
I think they're done.
Are they?
Yeah.
Put a fork in them. Back on What's On Your Mind, 28 before the top of the hour. How are you? Thanks for listening. Glad you're along. I want to tell you a little bit about an event coming up August 16th and 17th. This is not far away. The plan revealed the election summit. Mike Lindell is putting this event on. And he asked me to ask you if you'd like to participate. It's very simple. You can get a link to the event, free access for the entire 2 days, and also receive an email with a free gift worth $20 right now if you put your email in and your mobile phone number. That's an option, I guess. You don't have to do that if you don't want to, but just on how you want to get the updates. And promo code Scott. So email and promo code Scott, submit it. Simple as that, LindellEvent.com, LindellEvent.com. It's right in the front. Can't miss it. Of course, don't forget all those great products. Powering MyPillow. Incredible. Promo code Scott for those as well by calling 800-506-9028. Here's an email on our question of the day. I vote for Victor Davis Hanson for speaker.
Oh, he'd be good, too.
Another great thinker.
Great names, yeah.
Another great thinker. I could savor every word of Victor Davis Hanson. He's great. Emailer goes on to say his books, The Case for Trump and The Dying Citizen, are his latest and both appropriate for the state of current affairs. Thank you for that. We have others as well. We'll get to those before the end of the program and give you more names. Folks, I have 2 votes for Kid Rock now.
All right.
Yeah. As a bucket
I didn't
filler.
Know he even does that. Or, I mean, yeah.
I saw Kid Rock.
Bring him in concert? Or?
He probably would be embarrassed to have done this. But I saw him do a little open for Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he's a conservative, no doubt about that.
That would be back in the 2012 race?
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
At Red Rocks in Colorado. That's where I saw it. Elaine Parker is the Chief Communications Officer for the Job Creators Network. She joins us now to talk a little bit about Bidenomics. Yeah, Bidenomics. As I was saying with Rich Colgard, what a time to run for president, just to be able to run against this economy. It's incredible. And they put a name on it with his name, acting like it's something to be proud of. Pretty amazing. Elaine, thanks for joining us. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
So what is Bidenomics to you?
Bidenomics equals Bidenflation. It's amazing to me that he's kind of embraced it, but, I mean, he does own it. It does belong to him, but unfortunately, Americans don't see it as a positive thing. I mean, when they think of Bidenomics, they think high gas prices, high food prices, you know, Americans struggling every day to make ends meet. That's what they think of. And no matter how many times he goes out there or sends his minions out there to try and convince the American people that you're doing good, don't believe your lying eyes. You know, people are struggling. People are still struggling. I mean, inflation is up overall about 16-17%. Gas prices are still up 60% from when he came into office. And they're rising right now. They've gone up about 30 cents in the last month, so much so that the president, the administration, had to stop filling our strategic reserves because it's too expensive. So Bidenomics is not a positive term, but yet it's almost a head-scratcher to watch him go out there and talk about it.
And it was really disappointing, not unexpected, very typical. But the happy talk that they try to do, like a good example, Friday's jobs report, vast majority of the media ballyhooing that is something great. I imagine the Job Creators Network had a different opinion of Friday's jobs report, huh?
Well, I mean, Friday's job report showed that the labor market is starting to cool down, you know, due to Bidenomics, and in part because the Fed has continued to raise interest rates to try and cool things down in spite of the reckless spending of this administration. But we're also seeing each month the previous month's employment growth gets revised down, and last month it was revised down 49,000 jobs. So on the surface, you know, the jobs report is not as rosy as it looks. And the more you peel back the onion, there's another report called the JOLTS report, which talks about how many jobs are out there, how many open jobs are out there, and the job rate turnover. And we're showing the fewest number of job openings and the fewest number of Americans quitting their jobs since the pandemic. Let me tell you why that's significant. It's significant because we used to, remember we talked about sort of how many people were quitting their jobs. It was at record highs. That was because they were confident about getting a new job. You know, there were more jobs out there than people. And while there's still more jobs out there than people to fill them, people don't feel as confident about getting another job. And so they're staying in their jobs longer. And that is significant in employees' confidence.
How is the, I mean, if you look at the job growth, employment growth now compared to over the last year, is it getting better?
Well, so we had this whole, like, coming back from the pandemic. You know, we lost about 22 million jobs at the height of the pandemic. When President Biden came into office, he inherited the fastest recovery probably on record in this country. And he immediately, on day one, said, I'm going to declare war on our domestic energy and started recklessly spending. And the economy went into recession. We saw the highest inflation rates we've seen in 40 years. Those jobs have come back, but he continues to claim credit for, you know, some 12-13 million jobs in the course of his term. And most of those jobs are backfilled jobs that have come back as a result of the simple fact that the economy opened back up. You know,
so let me stop you, though, to make sure I understand this. This is important because Biden says this over and over and over and over again, that we've created 13 million jobs. No joke. Right, Kev? No joke.
Oh, yeah.
No joke.
No joke. Not kidding.
And
yeah, come on, man.
Yeah. What you just told me is that we all know what happened during COVID. There were waves of, you know, jobs lost, layoffs, everything else. The country came to a standstill. Those jobs coming back to meet the benchmark of where they were pre-COVID is what he's claiming credit for.
Exactly. That is true. He's claiming credit for that. He also claims credit for cutting the deficit by some, you know, $1.7 trillion. And the reality is that was just simply that spending on COVID programs stopped. So that's like if you if your car payment ended because you, you know, paid off your car and the loan ended, you didn't change your spending habits. If you're still out there overspending, you're still out there overspending. You just have one less bill to pay. I mean, he basically is taking credit yep. for decreasing our deficit when all it happened is we stopped spending as much on COVID.
And the media just parrots it over
it's
and over and
narrative.
Over again.
It's the way they write it. It's, and I mean, like, how about the, you know, manufacturing jobs and bringing manufacturing jobs, yet nobody ever wants to mention the fact that Donald Trump rescinded NAFTA and put USMCA in place, and oh, look, the manufacturing jobs are coming back. But Joe did all that.
I mean, how, and only in Biden world can you claim credit for the economy, or the jobs, rather, coming back to where they were before COVID. I mean, what that's
right.
not a, that's not a job
exactly.
created. That's a job restored. That's, you know, that's the, you know, all the pandemic rules and regulations coming off. I mean, that's absolutely.
Nobody says that to him. Nothing.
Well, just report it that way. Explain what he, when the president says 13 million jobs created, here's
exactly.
what he means. He restored the job. Yeah, that's
these jobs came back in spite of the administration's policies, not because of them.
What else do you think we should know about? And this is helpful stuff, especially for folks that, you know, see this repeated over and over and over again, and might have a friend or two that say, "Oh, he's created 13 million jobs. Oh, the economy's growing; it's doing great. Bidenomics is wonderful." Arm us with some more information that we need.
Well, we've seen a moderation of inflation. But core inflation is still outpacing wage growth, which means Americans are still getting poorer and their standard of living is still going down. And he's out there claiming credit that inflation is coming down, But we're still lapping a higher number. The bar has increased, right? So when he came into office, inflation was under 2%, okay? It got to a high of about 9%. And it's come down and moderated since then, but we're still increasing. The damage has already been done. So we're paying elevated prices still, and he's taking credit for prices still being sky high for all of us. Like I said, gas has gone up 30 cents in the last week. We're averaging about $3.82 a gallon right now. I mean, that's pretty high.
You know what that is? $1.44 increase from the day he took office. That's Bidenomics. $1.44 more a gallon for gas than the day he took office.
Well, we've made unprecedented investments in the green economy and the green whatever.
Yeah, that's what he needs to take credit for.
Yeah, these high gas prices are the direct result of his domestic energy war. And from day one, when he canceled that Keystone XL pipeline, he has opposed domestic energy production that's needed to bring down these gas prices. And it's particularly devastating for our small businesses because gas is an input cost in almost everything that they do. And most of these small businesses, these Main Street small businesses, they operate on a razor-thin profit margin. So for him to continue this war on our domestic energy, I mean, think about it. When he came into office, we were energy independent. We weren't buying from countries that hated us. We were actually a net exporter and selling our energy overseas. Now we are energy dependent again, and we're dependent on countries that don't like us, and we're having to buy it from countries that don't like us.
Well, they like Biden. I mean, those countries love him. They don't like us.
No, and that was one of Donald Trump's greatest accomplishments. You know, the energy dominance of America is where it should be. And it could come back on. The industry's there if they get their shackles off of it. Regulation and everything else they're trying to do to kill it. Great conversation, Elaine Parker from the Job Creators Network. Thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take a break. Come back with more on What's on Your Mind. I have a few more suggestions on who a bucket-filled speaker would be.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway, the blower hits you right in the gut. And your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Ramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
In Minnesota, we work hard and we play hard. Not everyone has the time to follow important debates about health care, taxes, and our kids' education. But people we don't know are making decisions for us every single day. That's where Center of the American Experiment comes in. We research the tough issues facing Minnesota to find common sense solutions and give you a voice. Center of the American Experiment is Minnesota's think tank, and we're working hard to make Minnesota better for you.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
'80s kind of day going on in there, don't you?
Oh, we do now.
Yeah.
Come on, you've been Rick-rolled, buddy.
Rick Astley. 11 before the top of the hour. By the way, a listener says Toto toured with Journey earlier this year.
You know, I thought about that after I had said it. But yeah, they are touring. They are, or did.
I'd love
They're
to
still doing
that.
Some stuff, yep.
Another little unfinished piece of business. We were talking earlier whether the Zuckerberg-Musk cage fight will actually happen. Is it called a cage fight? What do you call it?
Well, yeah, cage match, you bet. Okay. Octagon. But I don't think they can use the octagon because that's UFC trademark deal. But anyway.
Anyway.
There'll be a cage.
Elon Musk tweeted in the early morning hours that Zuck versus Musk fight will be live streamed on X. All proceeds will go to charity for veterans. So.
All right, Elon's in.
We we guessed earlier that there would be a charity involved, and we found out that, in fact, that's exactly what's happened. All right, our question of the day, and this is our final segment, so I'll try and get to as many of these as I can, was, you know, who would you like to see? Who would you like to have come to town as a fill-your-bucket moment? Because we were talking about just the dark times in which we live and how you really need to stay pumped up and not get defeated and stay in the game. We announced earlier that Capstone Classical Academy in Fargo is inviting all of you to a celebration of thought and giving. Dr. Larry Arne, the president of Hillsdale College, is coming on Wednesday, August 30th, 5 p.m. for the reception, 6 p.m. the dinner and program at the Delta Hotel by Marriott Grand Ballroom. Larry Arne is someone that will fill your bucket. One of the great higher education thought leaders in this country, Hillsdale College. So, that's a good example. That just prompted the conversation, okay, who else? Who else would you like to see come and be here? Who can we help bring in? Fill a room and fire people up for the crazy times in which we live. Rick Grinnell is on somebody's list here, okay? Rick Grinnell was Donald Trump's ambassador to Germany, I believe, and then he later was in the intelligence apparatus of Trump world. Rick Grinnell.
I remember that name.
Yep. Cash Patel is another one that comes up.
Oh, would love that too, yes.
That? You're liking that? Okay. All right.
He's on with Charlie Kirk quite a bit. Solid guy.
General Michael Flynn is another one. Got you on the list. General Michael Flynn, who does tour around and does so well. Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins. Doesn't he charge like $2,000 a ticket or something to go see him?
Yeah, oh yeah. His stuff is, and he decides where he goes and what he does. And
he's big time like that?
Oh yeah.
Another listener says, a quarterly speaker is a great idea. No trouble finding great speakers. Put a podcast on the flag and broadcast it as well. This would be great for the flag and community. Great idea. All right. We floated that idea earlier, you know, if you could have somebody in every quarter. And just build it. You have to bust through the media. You just spent last segment talking about the Biden economy. That they tout as Bidenomics, as in a good thing. And we gave you 30 different reasons why what they say day in and day out on the top of the hour news, on the evening newscast, on the newspapers about, oh, jobs are up and employment's up. No, the economy's doing great. Well, it's not. No, it's not. All right, what else do we have for you here in our final minutes? Listener says, Pastor John MacArthur is the one who stood against the state of California during lockdowns and won. All right. He said, Jesus Christ is the head of the church, not the state, and the state should have no control over the church. Somebody earlier suggested him, Pastor John MacArthur. And we said, hadn't heard of him, so there's some more details on him. Appreciate that very much. That's what I want for my president, a rhino like John Sununu's endorsement. LOL. Suggesting it's not a big deal, I guess, as Rich Carlgaard earlier mentioned. I think it is a big deal in New Hampshire. Chris Sununu is a rhino.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And very much a moderate, but he's a big deal in New Hampshire. So you got to play the game. Iowa, you want the big endorsements. New Hampshire, you want the big endorsements. It's a coveted endorsement. You don't have to like John Sununu to just recognize the political gamesmanship that's going on in a state when you're trying to win in a primary. Texture says, I didn't hear the original question, but based on the submissions I've heard, those on my list would be Dr. Jordan Peterson, Dennis Prager, here's a new one, Stephen Crowder, Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, Mark Levin, J.P. Sears, Dave Landau, Dave Rubin, Larry Elder, and Tim Pool. Tim Pool. Check out who Tim Pool is, Kev. Don't know that one. Another listener says, I haven't heard from Leon Francis in a long time. He always had a noteworthy opinion.
Tim Pool is he's got a I see his podcast a lot. He's a podcaster. He's got huge following.
I love it that we're hearing some new names.
Yep.
Shows how smart this great audience is.
You'd probably recognize Tim Pool if you saw him. He's been on, if you look at the reels or any of those things.
And by the way, to this latest texture, Leon Francis, he'd be a great one. And he's a busy guy these days.
He is.
He's in the IT world, but he's still on Twitter. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we'll provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hey, it's Scott Hanlon for my friends at PetroServe USA. There's a lot to love about PetroServe USA, and that includes the car washes. They have great car washes. When's the last time you stopped at PetroServe USA for a car wash? Best price around. Going to keep your ride super clean, just like my truck. And you stop in on Tuesdays for buy one, get one free. That's right. Buy one, get one free. Two for Tuesday. PetroServe USA, best car washes around. Tell them Scott sent you. You'll love it.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.